Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you?
A little excited. You know, me and you getting a little going on a little trip to watch some Trash Panda baseball tomorrow. Yeah, but first we got to satisfy our listeners and make sure they're up to date on all our ball knowledge.
Yeah, we got so much, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we both started 0-1 last week. Thank you, Florida State. But you know, it's fun. It's now it's time for our teams to start playing. Time for the best conference in the country to start playing. A couple of good games I see off the, or a few, I'd say a few, cause a couple's only two. I see a few good games. I think that Clemson, Georgia, and then Notre Dame, A&M stands out. It's going to be fun. And then obviously for us too, Bama, Auburn, those two stand out. So it's going to be a good time.
Yep, it will be. I mean, if you look at it there as a fan, they're timed out perfectly. You know, you got Clemson, Georgia, 11 a.m. And then I guess you kind of got Miami, Florida, 2:30. And then, you know, we got Notre Dame, A&M. Both of our teams will be playing at that time. So I assume both of us will be, you know, in the stadium. So not be able to watch Notre Dame, A&M as much, but it's still a good slate to just be a fan.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a great weekend. Mm-hmm. Obviously with the competition, but also just getting in the groove again. Waking up at 9 o'clock to watch College Game Day. You know, just last weekend was really a lot of fun for those reasons. Missing in Corso up there, but you know, maybe he'll make a few appearances.
Yeah, for sure. It was a little odd seeing him. You know, I guess he couldn't cross the pond, or he might not make it back.
Yeah, I feel like that was a pretty good little trip. So it was awesome to see DJ struggle, you know, just proving that he, you know, I just feel like the guy's proven that he can't win those games. You know, he just can't. I feel like he's proven that he can't step up. You know, like that was a very winnable game for them. Probably easily could have covered that 10.5. I feel like he's proven that he's not that guy, and there's a reason why he left Clemson. Maybe you think he was forced out of Clemson?
I don't know about force, because I guess in the age of NIL that you want to open up some slots or some salary a little bit, but as far as like forcing out, I don't really see the point of forcing somebody out other than to open up NIL, because why would you not want a good, you know, he'd be a good backup. Mm-hmm. You know, if you thought Cade was going to take the job and you wanted Cade, other than freeing up money, why would you just not have DJ stick around and push him? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I just don't think the guy's that good, and kind of makes our Florida State pick for the playoff look a little iffy. So I feel like they've really got to win out.
Probably so. Well, I guess they can win their conference. So as long as you win your conference, you're in there.
I mean, sure. But that's what you meant, win it out.
Yeah. I would say, back to DJ. I would say that they did not force him out, but they did not protest when he left. I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, not kicking him out, but mm-hmm. you can come, but you just can't stay here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That type of thing. So let's get into the real conference.
All right. Yep. So, you know, as always, if you were a faithful listener from last year, we go through, tell you who's playing, tell you the spread, what time, what channel, all that area. The spread is from ESPN, and it was as of 12 o'clock on Tuesday, I guess 12 p.m. Tuesday. So closer to game time, they could be changing a little bit. And I also have to preference all times are God's time. Central time zone, the best time zone. So let's get into a little action, Jacob. First game starts on Thursday night. We got Arkansas Pine Bluff versus Arkansas. Arkansas is favored by 49.5 points. It's the 6:30 p.m. ESPNU game in Little Rock. Who you taking and who's covering?
Man, I don't know. I feel like I'm obviously going to take Arkansas to win the game. I don't know if they cover, man. I feel like that's a lot of points. I feel like it's a lot of points for a team that that wasn't that great last year. And obviously, Arkansas Pine Bluff isn't top tier talent, but I don't see Arkansas covering that 49.5. I see maybe they could get, I could see the score being like a 42-7 type of game. I do think Arkansas wins. If they struggle with this one, might want to have a conversation. But I see them winning, but I don't see them covering.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. Also, I don't know if I promised this game. This game is a neutral site game. This game is in Little Rock. And, you know, I was trying to see if Pine Bluff is, like, right there outside of Little Rock. I don't think it is. So I really don't understand the point of playing this game away from home. It's because you're not going to Pine Bluff. I mean, I guess just trying to help. Maybe if you split the revenue 50-50 versus, you know, a home game kind of thing, maybe you're helping out Arkansas Pine Bluff. But at that point, you might as well just pay them to come to your place.
I would say at that point, if you're just trying to share the revenue, it kind of makes you look greedy. Because, I mean, you would pay them. I mean, I think the University of Alabama is paying, I think Western Kentucky is getting one point something million. So, like, I feel like you could pay them that and they'd be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm going to take Arkansas win, but I do not have them covering. New quarterback transferring in. I know Sam Pittman has complained about his offensive line quite a few times in press conferences and all that. So that's just a bad combination. Now, they're definitely going to out-talent Arkansas Pine Bluff, no doubt about it, but I just don't think they'll be able to beat them by 50 because that's really what we're talking about right here. So give me Arkansas to win, but Pine Bluff to cover. And then the other game on Thursday night is Murray State at number 11, Mizzou. Mizzou is favored by 46.5 points, the 7 o'clock SEC Network game, Jacob. I think I'm going to take Missouri to win, but I'm going to take Murray State to cover. 46.5, that's just a huge number. That is so, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to take Missouri. Missouri will cover. Missouri win and Missouri cover just because of how good their offense is. And I think their defense has some question marks, but I don't think they'll be exposed this game right here. So Missouri wins and covers.
You know, I don't hate that. I do think Missouri is going to win. But we got a little local tie to this game, right? The head coach from Tuscaloosa Academy, his brother is now the head coach in Murray State, right?
Is that
Jody?
Yep. Jody Wright.
So let's not show him this episode because he may use that as a little bit of motivation. No, I don't, you know, I don't know what Murray State has, to be completely honest with you.
They do not have Luther Burton. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I feel like 46.5 is a lot, but, you know, we say that and then these teams go out and win 56-7, you know, things like that. So I'm gonna take Missouri to cover as well. I feel like that, you know, it's a big spread. And I feel like when you press that on a FanDuel or a DraftKings or an ESPN bet, you press it and you get a little scared because that's a lot of points. But I think, like, Missouri's offense is really good. And I think they cover that big number. All right, so that's it for the SEC on Thursday. Friday, Temple at number 16, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a 42.5-point favorite. It's a 6 p.m. kick on ESPN. Will, what you going
to
go with?
Take Oklahoma to win and not cover. I think Temple will cover this. Again, similar to what I said with Arkansas, new quarterback in Jackson Arnold. Now, we saw him in the bowl game, looked pretty good. But you also have a new combination of offensive linemen. And I know they all have experience. They just don't have experience together at Oklahoma. They're all pretty much transfers, or one guy might be back from last year or something like that. So they will be able to physically outmatch Temple. There's no doubt in my mind. But I just don't think they're going to win by 42.5, maybe 42. But yeah. I don't know about 43 points. So I'm going to take OU to win, but not cover.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Oklahoma to win. You know, I don't know if they, you know, these first two games or first three games have all been in the 40s as far as points go. I feel like it's a little bit of a challenge to pick it. Temple, you know, Temple's a name you kind of hear, but maybe if this game was at Temple, I could see it. I just don't know. I don't really know what Temple brings back from last year. You know, they ended the season on a 3-game losing streak. So I don't really know what Temple brings back. So I'm going to go Oklahoma to cover. I'm going to go with Oklahoma to cover the 42.5. All right. And that is the only SEC game on Friday. Saturday, the first game, the first game of the day is number 14, Clemson, and number 1, Georgia. Georgia's favored by 13.5. This one's played in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's 11 a.m. kick on ABC. I'm going to go with Georgia to win, and I'm also going to go with Georgia to cover. You know, I think Clemson's going to be good. I think Phil Maffa is going to think he's going to have some yards. But I don't think it's enough. I don't think K Klubnik's enough. So I think Georgia's just really good. So I think Georgia wins and Georgia covers.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia win and cover too. And last time we saw Georgia in Atlanta on opening day was 2 years ago when they played Bo and them and Oregon, and they beat the dog crap out of them. Now, you know, at that time, was Bo Nix any better than Cade Klubnik, or is Cade Klubnik any better than Bo Nix was at that time?
Yeah,
I don't think so. Maybe you could say that Clemson has a little bit of supporting count. You got Maffa, like you said, but I just think UGA is just going to be able to come in there and not blow them out, but win where you're not really worried in the fourth quarter. So I think 17. I think that's a good number. So I'm going to take UJ to win and cover. All right, next we got Virginia Tech at Vanderbilt. Virginia Tech is favored by 13.5. It's the 11 a.m. ESPN game. Vandy upsets. Give me Vandy to upset right here, man. I'm staking my ball knowledge on the Vandy upset right here. Diego's going to come in there. He's going to light it up. Desmond Howard is going to be wrong, and Virginia Tech will not be in the playoff. So give me Vandy to upset right here.
You know, I don't hate it. I was really leaning the same way. You know, I was thinking maybe it's like a 3-point game where Vandy at least covers at 13. But let's ride with the boys from Vandy. Let's go with the Commodores to pull off the upset. I like it. Electric in Nashville.
I feel like if they're going to have any chance at the ball game, got to win this one. Got to win this one. And maybe Clark Lee's playing for his job. I mean, third year there, not really done anything, no bowl games. I mean, you got to think maybe after this year, if he doesn't, you know, at least get 5 wins, that he's probably gone. So I think it's another little fuel to the fire. All right. And then next we got Chattanooga at number 10 or 15, Tennessee. Tennessee is favored by 38.5. It's 11:45 SEC Network. First one of those we're going to see, because with the new conferences, they decided they wanted to stagger that stuff. So like, instead of us watching the 11 a.m. games and then you're not watching anything going on at 11, you got different start times right here. So a little interesting. First time we're going to see this. I don't really think it matters as far as Tennessee beating the dog crap out of Chattanooga. So I'm going to take Tennessee to win and cover.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I think Tennessee wins, and I think they win big. I don't think Chattanooga's gonna. I think if this game was later in the year, I think you could see them possibly covering, because usually they play pretty well in the SoCon. But I don't think first game of the year, especially with Nico having some snaps last year and some experience, I see Tennessee winning and covering. All right, next game is Colorado State at number 4, Texas. Texas favored by 32.5. It's a 2:30 ESPN kick. If you know anything about the Colorado State Rams, I picked them as my group of 5 team to make the playoff. Is that I will know Saturday about 6 o'clock if that was a great pick or not. I'd like to see how they play at Texas. I'm going to go Texas to win. I think the boys from Colorado State cover. I think they cover that 32.5. There might be a little bit of bias in there, but I'm going to go with them to cover on the road.
I'm going to have to disagree with you as far as the cover part. I'm going to take Texas to win and cover. I just think 2:30 in Austin, Texas. What are they called? DK. What's the other initial?
Is it DFK?
DFK. I think that's right. Yeah. It's going to be electric. You got probably, I mean, Heisman candidate Quinn Ewers coming back. You got championship or bust team. You really do. And I think you gotta come out and set the tone and prove that you can throw and now run the ball with 2 injuries at running back. So I think Texas is going to come out there and win and cover.
I think Isaiah Bond is going to have a good game. You know, just it gives Quinn another threat. So it'll be fun to see, but just go Rams. All right. The next game is number 19, Miami, at Florida. Miami is a 2.5-point favorite, and the Swamp is going to be 2:30 p.m. kick on ABC. That place is going to be hot.
It's muggy. It's
going to be absolutely atrocious atmosphere to play in. The place is going to be electric, though. Graham Mertz is back, right? Or is it Mint?
It's Mint.
Is it Mint or Mertz?
I think it's, I think it might be Mertz. I think you're right, actually.
He's back.
The transfer from Wisconsin that started their quarterback last year, he's the same quarterback this year. How about that?
Cam Ward's at Miami, right?
He is.
So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I'm going to go Miami to win on the road. I know when we did our preseason predictions, I may have had Florida winning this game. I just don't know. Closer to time, I might regret this, but I think if they win, they'll win by the 2.5, so they would cover. I'm going to go Miami to win on the road. I think it's going to be a great game, but I think Cam Ward's athleticism might be what wins them that game.
Yeah, I mean, Cam Moore, he's a good athlete. I know Auburn was kind of in on him, but we didn't want to throw the bag at him. So, but I'm going to take the Florida upset in the Swamp. It's gonna, like you said, it's going to be actually electric. And then similar to the same logic I applied with Vanderbilt, I mean, if Billy wants to go to a bowl game and probably keep his job, need to start week one. You need to have at least three wins, probably four, going into conference play. And I think you can't do that if you don't win this one right here. So I'm going to take Florida to upset, and I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a single possession game, though. So give me Florida in the upset.
Yeah, I feel like Florida plays really well at home. I'm not trying to talk about Alabama all the time on this episode, but I know a couple of years ago when Alabama went down to the Swamp, I think it was number 1 versus number 9 or whatever. They feel like they never quit, but this isn't that same Florida team. So I think it's going to be a great game to watch, and I think I'm pretty excited to see how those two teams match up against each other.
All right. Next, we got Old Dominion at South Carolina. South Carolina's favored by 21.5, 3 p.m. SEC Network. Who are you going with, Jacob?
South Carolina, I think, wins. I don't know anything about Old Dominion.
They've pulled some upsets week one versus the Virginia teams in the past.
Yeah. I think South Carolina wins, but I think Old Dominion covers at 21.5. Lenore Sellers, new quarterback. How does he play? You know, Beamer, hot seat, maybe. You do have Rocket Sanders, so you know he may can take some of that load off of Lenore's. But I think South Carolina wins, but I don't think they cover there.
Yeah, I'm going to take South Carolina win as well, but I am going to take the cover. I think 21 is pretty low for Group of Five. Let's see what that would be. That would be
the Sun Belt.
Sunbelt? I think that's right. I think they're out there with the James Madison Sun. Yeah, I think that's right. Kind of tells you how, I think, is this the 21 being low? Is that a knock at South Carolina? Or you think they actually think Old Dominion might could be pretty good?
I think it's a little bit of a knock.
I think so, too. So I'm going to say the knock is unwarranted for week one. I think they're going to cover. But this could be, I could see this one going either way. All right. Next, we got Eastern Kentucky at Mississippi State. Mississippi State is favored by 25.5. Is the 5 p.m. game on ESPN Plus or SEC Network Plus? Not on cable, but if you have like a Roku ESPN app, you can stream it on the SEC Network app for free. I'm going to take State to win and cover. Again, I think 25.5 is low right here. Maybe, I guess, probably another knock at Mississippi State, because it sure can't be that they think East Carolina is a great team.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, I don't know much about it, but I feel like, you know, between Furman, Alabama A&M, Murray State, Eastern, like, I feel like Eastern Kentucky's probably got to be one of the worst teams right there. And even though Mississippi State's a worst team, you still think the spread would be at least 30 or something. So I'm going to take State to win and cover because of the low spread.
Yeah, I'm going to go State to win. I'm also going to go State to cover. Have they announced some quarterback? Is it Chapin?
It is. It's Chapin.
You know, he's got that experience at Baylor. I think he's got a chance to be really good. So I'm going to go with State to win and cover in Lebby's first game at the helm. All right. And then the next game is Western Kentucky at Alabama, or number 5, Alabama.
Oh, I guess I forgot to put that.
Yeah. Disrespecting the top. Alabama's favored by 31.5. It's a 6 p.m. peak on ESPN. What else you want to tell the people what you got?
Well, on the spreadsheet, I have TJ Finley. And let me just tell you, he is the starting quarterback. So, but I'm still taking Bama to win and cover. Although the last time he played Bama in the field, it was came down to 4 overtimes. Unfortunately for me, I don't think that's going to happen this week. I think Bama's going to kill him. Jalen Milroe maybe starts his Heisman run this week. So give me Bama to win and cover.
Yeah, I think Bama wins. I think Bama covers. I think it's a great start for DeBoer. I think the offense and defense are both going to be pretty good. I think offense is going to be electric. So it's going to be fun. Do you remember the last time that Alabama played TJ Finley? Do you remember what the outcome of that game was?
I've already mentioned it a little bit. We ain't going to address it.
I know you, but you mentioned that it came down to four overtimes. What happened in the fourth overtime?
I think the lights cut off and the game didn't finish.
Oh, okay. So they didn't pick the game up later to let it
know. No, they just tied it.
Okay. All right. The next game is Furman at is Ole Miss number six.
I don't think they're six because I think somebody else, maybe they are six. Here, keep talking. I'll find it.
Furman at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 42.5-point favorite. 6 p.m. kick on ESPN Plus or SEC Network Plus.
They are number six.
Ole Miss wins. Ole Miss covers. I don't really see it being close. Terrible, terrible, terrible day to be a Paladin. I don't see it being close, man.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss to win and cover as well. I just feel like, 42.5, big spread. We've been saying that a lot, but I feel like Lane Kiffin is not one to pull off. So because he's might could be a bad sport, I'm going to take Ole Miss to cover the spread right here. All right. And then arguably the game of the week, we got Alabama A&M at Auburn. Auburn is a 46.5-point favor, 6:30 p.m., SEC Network. ESPN Plus or SEC Network Plus, ESPN Plus. And what are you going to go, Jacob?
I'm going to go Auburn to win. but I don't know about the cover. I don't know enough about Auburn's defense, to be completely honest, but it is Alabama A&M. That's not a knock at Alabama A&M. That's just, I don't know, man. Is Auburn's offense going to be explosive enough to score that many points? I know Jarquez can. But is Peyton going to have time to throw the ball?
Does Auburn even throw the ball a lot? I mean, do you really just give the ball to Jarquez Hunter, Jeremiah Cobb, Damari Austin 30 times? And, yeah. you're not slowing the game down, but you're not exactly rushing to the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Of course, I guess now they've changed the rules around with the running clock. So does that even, maybe my point's moot on that, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to give Auburn to win, but I don't think they cover because I don't think they score that many points.
I'm going to take Auburn to win as well, and I'm with you. I'm going to say they're not going to cover. I do think they're going to win by 42, 45, somewhere through there. I think it's going to be convincingly. I don't think anybody's going to walk away and say, wow, that was sweating it out. But I very hope. Last time I said that, we in fact lost versus New Mexico State. But I do not think Alabama A&M is going to be on the same playing field as New Mexico State was last year. But I'm still going to take Auburn to win, but not to cover. All right. Next, we got number 7, Notre Dame at number 20, Texas A&M. A&M is favored by 3 points. It's 6:30 p.m. ABC game. I'm going to take Notre Dame upsets. I think I did take A&M to win this game when we did the preseason thing, but I think I'm going to take Notre Dame to upset right now. Riley Leonard, proven quarterback, won some big games in his career, and just the first game with Mike Elko. I mean, how's it going to go? I would not be surprised if A&M wins. I will say that. This is not one that I'd bet the house on, but just for a little bit of a gut feeling, I'm going to take Notre Dame to go into Kyle Field and win.
Of those big games, has Riley Leonard won any on the road? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I know, obviously, Clemson was at Duke, so that was at home. I don't know. I feel like it's a tough game. I just feel like the atmosphere at A&M is what's going to be the difference. I'm going to go A&M to win at home. I'm going to go A&M to cover. I genuinely think that the atmosphere, the all 100-some-odd thousand that they have, I think that place is going to be crazy. So I'm going to go A&M to win and cover. All right. And the last two games, the last game of Saturday night is Southern Miss at Kentucky. Kentucky's a 28-point favorite. It's a 6:45 p.m. SEC Network kick. I'm going to take the Wildcats to win and cover. Brock Vandegrift, what does he look like? So it's going to be time to show who he is. I don't think Southern Miss is anything big time. So I'm going to go with – I feel like 28 is kind of low. So I'm going to go to Kentucky to win and cover at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take you with you. I mean, but Brock Vandegrift can probably look bad and still win this game. I think Kentucky's just going to be able to outmatch Southern Miss. Southern Miss played State a little bit close last year, I think, but they did have Frank Gore Jr. They no longer have Frank Gore Jr. So I'm gonna take UK to win and cover at home.
All right, and the final game to wrap up the SEC slate is on Sunday night. It's number 23 USC versus number 13 LSU. Where is this one in the Superdome?
I don't think it is. Is
it in Death Valley?
It's in Las Vegas.
Oh.
It's that Allegiant kickoff or whatever.
Okay, I got you. Well, LSU's a 4.5-point favorite, 6:30 p.m. kick on ABC, and I'm going to go LSU to win and cover. I think Garrett Nussmeier has had some time and some experience, you know, behind Jaden Daniels. So I'm going to go with LSU to win and cover.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm going to take LSU to win and cover and the neutral site game. I just think, can USC stop the ball? Can they stop LSU from scoring? Probably not. I mean, I'm sure USC can score. You know, Lincoln Riley's always going to have. As their quarterback, I think it's Millard Moss, if I think that's right. Former four-star, if I believe, did Elite 11, that kind of stuff. So, you know, has the high school pedigree, has not really proven it yet here. But you could say the same thing about Garrett Nussmeier. You really could. So it just comes down to the supporting cast, and I just think LSU's got the supporting cast to win. I know Southern Cal has the is it Zacharias Branch?
Yeah.
Electric freshman last year. Now he's come back for a sophomore year. So he'll be a fun player to watch in this game right here. But I just think LSU's going to be able to get the job done.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll go into what we arguably think is the record that matters the most between the two of us. So we're going to do, if you listened last year, we did Superdog picks. We're picking one team to upset. So they're the underdog and we're thinking they're going to upset. And then we're picking a team to cover the spread. So it's going to be two separate picks. Wells, what do you got for this week?
All right. So for my upset is going to be a Friday night game. I think this game's on Friday. Or is this game Thursday? I think
it's Thursday night.
Is it Thursday night? All right. It's a Thursday night game. So I'll know pretty quickly on whether I know any ball knowledge or if I could be a Vegas insider or not. But I'm going to take Minnesota to upset UNC. And the game's at Minnesota.
Yeah.
And UNC is favored by 2 points. So basically a pick 'em at this point. And I'm going to give the advantage to the home team. You know, UNC not losing Drake May. I don't know who the quarterback is. I know they got Connor Harrell out of Thompson from a few years ago, but I don't think he's the starting quarterback. There is Bibb County alum Bo Burke on UNC's team and all that, but I'm going to take the Golden Gophers. They're going to row the boat and beat the Tar Heels. Mac Brown, it's finally time to retire, buddy.
You know, this game, it was Minnesota favorite a couple days ago, and the line suddenly shifted today or yesterday, I think. But I'm going to go with Eastern Michigan to I think this game's at UMass. I'm going to take Eastern Michigan to upset UMass. I'm pretty sure that game is at UMass, but they played last year. Eastern Michigan won by 2. So I'm going to go with the Eagles to pull this one off on the road and hopefully start me off 1-0 in the straight up upset.
Yeah, you're right. The game is at
UMass.
The game's at UMass. All right. And then for my cover game, I'm going to take Georgia Southern to cover at home versus Boise State. Spread is 13 in favor of Boise State. You know, Georgia Southern last year, I think at one point they even climbed all the way up into the top 25. I think they got somewhere around the 23, 24 range. And, you know, it's a long trip for Boise to travel all the way across the country right there. So
at Georgia Southern?
It's at Georgia Southern.
Okay.
Yeah. So give me Georgia Southern to cover the 13 points versus Boise.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad pick at all. I'm going to go with Ohio, the Bobcats, to cover at Syracuse. Syracuse is 17.5 points favorite. You know, new quarterback in Kyle McCord at Syracuse. You got a new head coach. I can't remember his name. From Georgia. He was safeties coach there, I think. I can't remember his name. Is it Frank Brown?
Yes, Frank Brown. That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, I think new head coach.
Fran Brown.
Yeah. You know, just I think Syracuse might struggle a little bit. Ohio, usually one of those teams you you like to watch in the action on Tuesday nights. So let's see how they can do on the road and see if maybe they have some veteran leadership to help them out on the road. So I'm not asking them to win. I'm just asking them not lose by more than 17. That's all I'm asking.
Right. Well, I'm going to go back, Jacob, because I failed to give you your props earlier. We failed to mention this. Jacob did go 5-2 last week. I went 4-3. So give it up to Jacob for week one. Little one-game lead. And I think we have two different Miami-Florida game and then the Notre Dame-Texas A&M game. So a chance to either increase that lead or, you know, we'll see how it happens.
Also, one other thing we forgot to mention. Cordo did cover that 31.5. Covered it by a lot, actually. This week, they are playing Bibb County at home. Bibb County has had their number the past 2 years, so it's the third time the charm. I don't know. Wells is currently looking up the spread for that game. I'm going to say it's probably set at Bibb County minus 11.5.
1.5. Bibb County, 1.5.
1.5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me them boys from Gordo to win. Upset.
Yeah. I'm going to take you. I'm going to go with you. You know, at first I was thinking I was going to take Bibb County to win and then Gordo to, you know, not to be able to cover the spread. But if that close, might as well just take the Green Waves. Jace Neal, two passing touchdowns, four rushing touchdowns at home. He might be the Tuscaloosa player of the week. He had the most votes. I voted for him today. so get the fighting Jace Neals will be able to send them Choctaws back to Centerville.
Yeah, man, I think it's going to be a fun night. But props to those boys for putting up a 50 piece on the boys from Fett. So, but I think that about wraps us up for episode 3 of season 5 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening and we'll see you next week.